on FM, AM, digital, and on BBC Sounds.
This is Roberto Peroni
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's show. Tomorrow, six members of staff from St. Matthew's Primary are engaging and starting a mammoth physical challenge in memory of a former colleague. Their colleague, Miss Christick, lost her battle with cancer aged just 29. To raise funds in the fight against the disease, staff will bike and hike 166 miles from York University to Barton Le Clay. Now, one of those taking part is Daniel Chaplin, who joined me now. Daniel, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Pleasure. I'm just talking about St. Matthew's Primary. Is it in Barton Le Clay?
It's not. No, we're in Luton, Hightown.
Okay, right. Okay, now I know where you are. Now, this does sound like it's quite a challenge.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. I think I may have tricked a few of my workmates into taking part.
Okay, before we go into the mechanics of this, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, what can you tell us about Miss Christick, this young lady who lost her battle with cancer at just 29?
No, it's a horrible story, and she was a fantastic young teacher that, you know, every child in the school really wanted to be in her class. The children that she taught, they still talk about her now. Past pupils, they'll come back in and they'll leave lovely messages. And she had a lasting memory on a lot of the children. And it's a horrible story, really.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you're embarking on this bike and hike, 166 miles. I'm assuming that everyone that's taking part is a great cyclist.
Oh, yeah, these guys have been training for at least, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ahead of this event. No, we've been training since January. You know, this, what makes this even better is the guys aren't cyclists. These are people who are passionate about the cause and what we're doing, and they've put the time aside to get themselves ready for this massive event, really.
Okay, and why start from York University?
So it's York St John, and that is where Emma went to university. So we felt that was a fitting place to start. And the university has been absolutely fantastic. They're running their own charity event at the same time that we're going to be there. They're hosting our start. They've been absolutely brilliant.
Okay. So you start tomorrow. How are you planning it? Are you doing a certain number of miles per day and then resting, or how does it work?
Yes, we're cycling 105 miles tomorrow, starting at around 10 a.m. And we'll end up in South Witham. So, we'll get a good 105 miles in. And then Saturday, we start at 5 a.m., where we will finish in Barton after approximately 60, 70 miles on the Saturday, which is where we'll arrive in Barton and we'll meet the rest of our colleagues, 120-odd people, who will take on the hike portion of the event.
I've got to say, I'm still reading 105 miles. That's an awful long way to cycle, isn't it, in one day?
It is. It's going to be a challenge, but I think the meaning of it, what we're doing, that is what is driving the team. And you know, when we first came up with this idea, it took some convincing, but I think because the guys they knew what it was for, I didn't have to convince them too much to take part.
Well, it's in memory of a great teacher, a great friend.
Exactly.
The cause here, the underlying story here is about raising money, of course, is why so many people do amazing things, is what you're doing. You need to raise money. Where can people donate?
So we raised money for Macmillan, which is what the family wanted. And if you Google Queen Bee Bike and Hike, then you'll come up with all our information. She was a big Beyonce fan, so Queen Bee, and it was all quite fitting. So, yeah, Google Queen Bee Bike and Hike, and you'll see all of our information. We were aiming for £5,000, and I was really happy to say today we actually reached that today ahead of the event.
That's fantastic. I mean, that really is fantastic. But the more you raise, the better, clearly.
100%. We would love to go above and beyond that target. And, you know, the children at school have raised a huge amount, and the families and the community has been really amazing, really, with their support. So big thank you to everyone who's helped us so far.
Amazing. Listen, good luck. And I hope you raise loads more money than you already have. Thank you,
Daniel.
Thank you very much. And good luck to you and your colleagues as well. Six members of staff from St. Matthew's Primary in Luton taking on this mammoth physical challenge in memory of their former colleague. Miss Emma Christick, 105 miles in the first day is cycling. Is quite something. Amazing, amazing. You want to join the conversation? 08 0801 00880.
Travel for beds, hearts and bucks. BBC Three Counties Radio.